We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a Friday edition of The Lighter Side of the News with Christine and Salt. Salt, what's on deck?
Well, imagine coming home from a night out and finding an intruder in your bathroom.
Scary.
Scary. Really?
I mean, like, you could turn gray. I've known people. My grandmother told me a story of a woman who turned gray when...
Yeah, like immediately. Your hair just goes white. You're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
The fear runs through you.
Yes.
Well, the 87-year-old couple of Edward and Kathy Sudeth of Sonora, California, came home to find just that, an intruder in their bathroom.
Oh, no.
It was not a human intruder, though.
What was it?
It was a mountain lion.
How did the mountain lion... That's a good mountain lion.
Yeah, that was actually the mountain lion.
How did it... Can you ask it how it got into the bathroom?
That means through the window.
An open window?
Apparently, the mountain lion got into the bathroom. I don't know how. It wasn't said how it was, whether it was through the window or a door or something like that.
Why am I picturing the Cheetos guy?
Chester Cheetah.
I'm picturing him like sneaking into a bathroom.
Yeah, this mountain lion was curled up around the toilet, didn't have sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Fish and Wildlife in California say that a person is 1,000 times more likely to be struck by lightning than by a mountain lion, but that doesn't mean one if it's in your bathroom. So
I mean, obviously they're okay because we wouldn't be telling the story.
Oh yeah, no, everybody's good and they're.
How'd they get him out of the bathroom?
They called Fish and Wildlife and like, hey,
close the bathroom door.
You thought you had bathroom problems with your insurance. Imagine that.
Oh yeah, no, I'd much rather have the water go through the ceiling than have a mountain lion in my bathroom.
Excuse me, how did your bathroom get tore up? A mountain lion?
Yeah, sure, okay.
All right, a Pastafarian pastor led a prayer at an Alaskan government meeting this past week.
A Pastafarian?
Yes, have you never heard of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster in Alaska?
No, I have not.
Well, Pastor Fletcher, he started a local congregation of over...
That's Pastor Fletcher.
Yeah, Pastor Fletcher. The church was formed in 2005. And it basically was in response to Kansas State's Board of Education's hearings on evolutions in school. And they wanted to show, like, hey, we can do, you know, freedom of religion and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So Fletcher created it, and the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska sued on behalf of the residents. And, yes, it is actually a recognized church in the Kenai Peninsula of Alaska.
They
now
worship pasta? Is that what it is?
They do.
They
the flying spaghetti.
Their higher power is pasta?
Mm-hmm. And you know how they end every prayer?
How?
Ramen.
Ramen. That's very good.
This one comes for everybody who's traveling soon. You know, the holidays are just around the corner.
Indeed.
According to AAA, the best time to book your flights for Thanksgiving starts next week, September 25th to be exact. It says data from the last 3 years shows that those who book between the 25th of September.
It's a Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesdays are good days to book.
And October 7th will get pretty good prices, about $491 on the average. That comes with the best availability. For Christmas travel, it's the following week. It is September. It's actually the following day, September 26th through October 25th. Flights are averaging about the mid 500s.
Yeah, for two people, that's kind of doable. For a family of four, you're $2,000?
Yeah, no. Come visit us.
That's why we're driving.
That's why we're staying home.
That's why we're not leaving.
Cannot wait. All right, I told you about Kellogg's trying their foray into the jerky world. I mean, jerky in the last couple of years has gotten absolutely crazy.
Gourmet.
You can't go into, you know, a gas station without finding 35 brands of
jerky. What do you mean?
Jerky.
I go to the dollar store in Cromwell, the new dollar, whatever, Family Dollar in Cromwell, and they have, like you said, 50 brands there.
It's awesome. For a jerky lover like me, like, I absolutely
think it's
fantastic.
You got me into
jerky,
too. Yeah.
It's wonderful. Well, this one is a little sketchy. You know how right now the Impossible Burger is very big?
Yes.
You know, the plant-based alternatives
to meat? Plant-based jerky?
Leaf jerky is what Kellogg's is trying to do. It's a vegan version of beef jerky.
Leaf jerky.
Yes. So the woman who came up with it, she said she wanted to make something even her meat-loving husband would enjoy.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
It's got 11 grams of protein, 80 calories, and it's mostly made of soy, not really necessarily leaves from your backyard.
Oh, so it's false advertising from the jump.
They're test marketing right now, and, you know, we'll see.
Let's get a bag of it.
Yeah, well, it's going to be coming out next year, and maybe we can pair it with the pumpkin spice fan.
That's not a bad idea.
And finally, our last story this morning. A man in India recently had a structure removed from his head, the top of his head to be exact. It was a 4-inch horn that had become just started growing from the top of his head and kept going up.
I've heard of cases like this, yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. The pictures are bonker. The problem that I have with this situation is the man who he was trying to get to resolve the situation. Instead of going to a doctor or a hospital or anything like that.
Oh, no. A manicurist?
He was trying to get his local barber to shave it down for him.
Ouch. Oh, no.
Think about that. Going back every month. You want me to take an inch off the top? Well, what about 4?
No. That just actually sounds painful.
It's absolutely
horrible. Manage to get it to shrink down?
No, it's still there.
The horn is still there.
It's still looking
pretty
bad.
It's a good look. You might want to try it yourself, Salt.
Maybe 2 on the side.
Yes. 96.5 TIC.